Well, now, how would a score that you write today differ from one that you wrote at the beginning of your career?
It's basically day and night difference. So many aspects. First of all, I think technology changed a lot. So, I started with writing everything next to the piano. Now, it is done this way less and less because of what the project demands. So that, of course, affects the music. So technology changes. More and more possibilities are out there in terms of multi-tracking stuff, the uses of real and fake orchestra at the same time. So that's only the production side of it. But I think as a composer, I worked on my first movie. I think it was almost 10 years ago. You grow up. What can I say? You grow up. You really see and hear things you didn't hear before. You're more picky with what you put on, on the final, composition. It's part of growing up, I guess.
Okay. Well, what has been the biggest technological change for you in the past, well, let's say 10 years, for in your business?
It's really it was never felt by me that way. I mean, I grew up into technology.
Okay.
I always adored all the gadgets and in general technology. I just whatever it is, I like it. And so growing up where I had a computer at home, I had the piano at home, so I was always growing up having both worlds. Now, of course, when I was born, the personal computer wasn't really there. It was really great for me to grow with the technology, unlike some people who at some point just had to use it but never knew how. I think it's really when I was born that gave me this ability. Now, I think the main change was like the biggest change in terms of technology was going from analog to digital. The ability to really edit in a seamless way and in a very fast way without slicing a quarter inch tape or 2 inch tape, and you cut it and shake at the same time because you can do it only once. On the computer today, you can do whatever you want, and you can always have the undo function, and nothing happened,
What does the future hold for you?
I'm still working on that, but there are a few projects coming around the summer. There is a video game coming, which, of course, I cannot expose any details. That's the nature of it. There is another movie coming around July, probably August. A few more trailers I'm going to be involved on. So it's going to be busy, I guess.
Now, one of your credits actually jumped out at me. It was the 1922 film, Hungry Hearts. What was that all about?
I wasn't really alive back then, but that was actually part of a group project we did when I studied over at USC. I went to the program there, and one of the teachers, his name is David Speer, he had this brilliant idea of just scoring this movie that was just restored a year before. And because it was 1922, they weren't able to record the score. So the score was actually played live when the movie was screened. It really didn't have any recorded scores. We kind of wrote the entire score together. I mean, I developed the main theme for it. A few more people wrote a few other themes, and we kind of collaborated on this one, and I think we came up with a pretty cool score. It doesn't completely sound 1922 because of the quality of the recording, but the music is acting like, you know, it was written back then.
Well, that's really neat. I mean, I always think that you know, sort of the addition of a modernistic score to a silent piece is always really, really neat. So that when I saw that, I kind of figured that's what it was, and just wanted to ask you about it because it's. I've talked to other composers in the past who've done that, and to me it's really fascinating. I really like that.
Yeah, there's something to be said about those very old movies that, you know, they said so much more with so much less.
Mm-hmm.
No sound effects, no real dialogue. You know, you had cards. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire story was there. So it's really powerful. I think lots of the actors there just had, of course, a theatrical background and not, you know, film acting kind of background.
Yeah.
So I think it says a lot about, in general, you know, in the past, you really had to be, you know, the perfect musician because you could only get one good take and that's it. Today, you can edit everything, pluses and minuses on every scenario. But I think it has really its own power.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate the time you've given me today. I really enjoyed Killzone.
Thank you so much. Well,